Chapter 16. On the rock overlooking the deep pool where the wells lived, Corvus Skyr perched in somber silence. His snake Sicaris lay coiled on the far side of the pool. Corvus was curious as to why the smooth snake had not been perching crown-like on his head of late. However, the tyrant raven had not questioned the reptile. She would talk to him sooner or later, but the silence between the evil pair was becoming uneasy. Corvus adjusted his stance, affecting to appear unconcerned, as he spoke casually.
Have you not consulted with the wells today?
Sicaris stayed mute, letting her eyes cloud over. When the raven spoke again, he sounded more commanding.
Yika! Has the wells been fed?
Sicaris gave her sinuous head the smallest shake. The raven clacked his heavy beak.
Blah! That's why the wells has not spoken. Feed it.
There was veiled insolence in the snake's reply.
Shall I feed it a blackbird?
Hopping down from the rock, Corvus advanced angrily on Sicaris.
Yaka! My birds are not to be fed to that thing. Are there no prisoners? Did my whites bring nothing back?
Sicaris unfolded her coils lazily.
Whites are your business, not mine.
The raven stopped just short of her. He sensed that Sicaris was brooding about something, but still he avoided asking her. Instead, he rapped out his orders.
There are plenty of fat old toads in the other cavern. Tell my crows to bring one here to me.
Sicaris knew that Corvus Skyr could be dangerous when he was disobeyed. She slithered off to do his bidding. No sooner had the smooth snake departed for the sulphurous outer cavern than Viku, leader of the carrion crows, came winging in. Landing alongside Corvus, he waited obediently. The raven tyrant fixed him with his piercing dark eyes.
Rasha! Have my whites returned?
Viku bowed his head.
Mighty one, they are back.
Corvus spread his wings irately.
Ayak! Then where are they?
The crow backed off slightly, still with bowed head.
They are outside, perched in the branches of the birch tree, but they will not enter your caves, lord.
This was something that Corvus Skyr had never before encountered.
Galakor! Why is this, Viko?
Mighty one, I know not.
A spread of the mighty raven's wings almost knocked the crow flat as Corvus launched himself into the air.
Yaga! I will speak with my whites.
He hovered over Viku, momentarily lowering his voice.
Have Sicaris watched. Listen to what she says. Follow where she goes. Do this secretly, my trusty Viku.
He flapped off, leaving behind a puzzled crow leader. Viku had reported truly. Outside by the stream, four ravens perched in the branches of the downy birch, silent and brooding. Corvus landed next to Frang, the senior bird.
Vika! Greetings, brother. Why do ye not come inside?
Frang did not use any formal title as he replied.
Two whites have flown to Hellgates. Slain.
Corvus made a noise of surprise.
What? Two, ye say?
He stood wordless, waiting for Frang's explanation. The senior raven stared straight ahead as he reported.
Our brother Perz was killed by poison darts. It was the painted ones who slew him.
Now he turned and looked his chieftain in the eye.